Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
You know a story is meant to be when the t-shirt matches the story. It doesn't happen often because I draw the t-shirts randomly from the collection back there. Got a couple hundred shirts on two racks. Grabbed a shirt this morning, has to do with aviation. And the story is, from John, they charged us $2,000 for being there for 5 minutes, says Texas couple hit with bizarre airport parking bill from DFW Airport. WFAA reports the story. And of course, they got the cool call letters. The airport now is working to refund the couple after a toll tag equipment didn't scan their car leaving the terminal back in July and accidentally billed them for 3 months worth of parking. And of course, this is an example where technology is wonderful until it goes haywire. And this is such a simple mistake, but it's such a crazy one. A Plano couple navigating a curveball of a parking bill from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport that totaled more than $2,000. The man's wife drove her car to the airport to pick up a friend in early July. The couple has a toll tag, so this is one of those things that just reads it as you go through. There's no reason for the man's wife to pay for entry on the spot. Equipment at the entrance scanned the car's toll tag when she arrived, admitting her entry. On the way out, he said his wife drove through the toll tag lane and the exit gate arm rose to let her leave, which means that it should have theoretically read her toll tag. This past Sunday, the husband drove his wife's car to drop her off for a flight and his toll tag wouldn't let him in. The gate didn't lift, didn't scan. So we grabbed a ticket to just pay on our way out at the booth. They thought, well, it's a little snag. We'll get this straightened out. He dropped his wife off. He went the exit. As I was about to put my ticket into the scanner, the gate lifted, and I left. So the ticket didn't go in. It just read his toll tag. So he left. But 5 minutes later, his wife calls him saying there's a suspicious charge on her account because they've been charged $2,088 for that airport parking job of 5 minutes. They'd been at the airport for 5 minutes, and they just got charged for $2,088. Now, they reconstructed what happened and they figured this out. And it all kind of makes sense. The scanner didn't read the tag as my wife left back in July. So the reader thought my wife's car had been parked at the airport for the last 3 months, which theoretically would be possible and cost you about $2,088 if you did that. Should have been as simple as dropping her off, but it really ruined my Sunday, the husband said. The various people involved here told the TV station WFAA that it merely takes the parking information from the airport and processes the data given. So it's an organization that does this. Meanwhile, DFW was called by the husband, and after explaining the situation and pointing to his entry ticket on Sunday to prove his wife's car wasn't there for months, officials began working on a refund. He also informed the airport of his toll tag history, which shows his wife's car going all over North Texas since her airport visit in July. So the car couldn't have been in the parking lot. It was elsewhere around the state, presumably with somebody driving it. DFW Airport sincerely regrets what happened to this customer. We reimbursed the full amount charged the same day the matter was brought to our attention. So they did resolve it quickly. DFW is working with our vendor to prevent similar mistakes from happening again. It's rare to have an overcharge of this magnitude. The man is appreciative but said his toll tag account is linked to his debit card, so there's no way to stop the money from being withdrawn, making his week uncomfortable. We just got our rent check in, and getting a surprise $2,000 charge was concerning. If this happened to someone who maybe didn't have the means that I have, their rent check could have bounced, or maybe it's hurt their credit rating. What if we didn't go back to the airport until January? The bill could have been $8,000. And then he said, I just want to make sure this doesn't happen to someone else. The NTTA does allow toll tag users to disable scans from certain parking areas. And the NTTA is the entity that runs the toll tags. So it's a crazy story. But the woman goes to the airport, brings her car into the lot, out of the lot. The scanner picks up the car coming in but not going out. When the man comes back later, he tries to get in. It won't let him in, so he takes a ticket. Once he gets in, it will let him out, and it records that second exit as being from the first parking job. And so we all understand what happened here. But, of course, this is the problem, And that's one of the fears I always have. I've had several different readers on my card that were set to debit cards or those kinds of accounts. In fact, I've got one right now. The Mackinac Bridge in Michigan is the only toll road that is entirely within the state of Michigan. I've got to qualify that because people always say, but Steve, there's the bridge to Canada. There's actually three bridges to Canada, but they all charge tolls. But I'm talking about a bridge that literally takes you from Michigan to Michigan and you get charged. And you can get a thing called a Mac Pass. And you put the little transponder on your windshield, you put some money in the account. And as you approach the booth, the reader picks it up and it'll actually show you what the balance is on your card and then lift the gate for you. And so every one of these things I've seen is different. I know that there's ones in the highways in Colorado and Florida where you just zoom underneath it and it picks up your transponder and it dings your account for whatever your account gets dinged for that particular piece of roadway. And so I understand that they're not going to be able to constantly be giving you updates and so on. But I do remember having one of these on my vehicle in another state and actually being paranoid and checking it every so often, wondering, is this thing working right or not? And you always hope it is. But if it doesn't, you might wind up with a weird situation like this for $2,088. I remember parking at an airport and I had a period of time where I was traveling a lot for business. And I would go to the airport seemingly about once a month. And I'd fly for three, four days and come back. And so I'd usually park my car at the airport. And it was no big deal. Ample parking. And it was handy. And I had a routine. And I would get the ticket. And I'd stick it in the center console of my Ford Explorer. Ford Explorer's got a center console. And there's actually like a cup holder, and I'd put it in the cup holder. You couldn't see it from outside, I don't think, but I'd put it there because the cup holder is round and indented and stuff wouldn't fall out. And one time I came back from a trip, it wasn't there. I was tearing the car apart. It wasn't there. And in my mind, I always said, when you come back the car, the first thing you do is I'd walk the back and put my luggage in the back with a lift gate, and I'd walk over to the car, get in the driver's side, and get the ticket out. I knew I needed the ticket, and it's one of those things, just became my routine. And I remember opening up the door of the car and looking, and the ticket wasn't there. And I tore that car apart and never found it. And I, to this day, don't know what happened. And the deck I was on was a multi-level deck, and I was in the interior of a multi-level deck, so it's not like it was windy when I got out of the car. It wasn't on the ground. Later, I went through the car and cleaned the car out a couple times, never found it. To this day, I do not know what happened to that ticket. And I remember that particular parking deck had a thing, if you lose your ticket, you owe us the maximum. And it was insane. It was insane. I mean, it wasn't $2,088. Insane. But it was more than I wanted to pay because I was only there for a couple days. It was one of those things. And to this day, if you said, Steve, of all the things that have happened in your life, where on your deathbed, you get three questions that you get to ask somebody, and they will tell you the answer to let you know one of these mysteries in life that you've always wondered about. One of them would be, what happened to that parking ticket? What happened to the ticket coupon, the ticket I got in the parking deck at the airport? What happened to it? Where'd it go? Where is it right now? I'd like to know. You might say, Steve, something about world peace? Something about the one that got away? No. I mean, well, this ticket got away. And I find those kinds of mysteries so baffling because I was by myself. No one else is in the vehicle. Vehicle was locked. Ticket disappeared. Vanished. No idea. So crazy story, but this is good. This ended well, but luckily the couple caught it quickly and resolved it quickly. And good news, the airport and the vendor stepped right up and took care of it as well. But John, thanks for sending me the story. It's from WFAA. They charged us $2,088 for being there for 5 minutes. This is Plano couple hit with bizarre DFW airport parking bill. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Every path has its puddle.